Alaihi sunimas, wasio so katirin ti panagatriya, alaihi sunimas. Make us worthy to pray thankfully, our Father who art in heaven.
Heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. In Christ Jesus our Lord.
Schlieff logiten.
Επί προσευχήστοθείτε.
Ειρήνη πάση.
Και το πνεύμα της
Chibemoten to personally and he will be open choice. Oh, open note, open so tear. Is oh, be a Christus. David Bazinigun, other voice in Aaron, Afari Aaron, Afshopten Aaron, Afti Asu Aaron, Afti Tonatin Chahariata. Ay, onosai, ensofon, marindr hopos in defari erun, empaios uafai, nimniotiron tepon, chenhiren in jivin in tepi pantokrato, Choice penoti.
Prosev exhauste.
Kyrie eleison.
Efniv. Ep choice evnoti. Pi pantokra. Aatur. Eviotem pen choice o penoti. O pen sotir. Iso. Os be a Christus, we thank you for every condition, concerning every condition, and in every condition. For you have covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us yourself, spared us, supported us, and have brought us to thee. Is our
pray that God may have mercy and compassion on us. Hear us, help us, and accept the supplications and prayers of his saints for that which is good on our behalf at all times, and forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy.
And entreat your goodness, O lover of mankind, grant us complete this holy day and all the days of our life and all peace with you. All fear, all envy, all temptation of the work of Satan, the counsel of wicked men, and the rising above enemies, hidden and manifest, take them away from us and from all your people and from this church and from this holy place. But those things which are good and profitable to provide for us, for it is you who have given us the authority to tread on serpents and scorpions, and upon on the power of the enemy.
Kyrie eleison, etheren ahosirok, nembekioten athos, nembeblem athos, deakiak sotiemon ainos.
венчайтесь от Христос, Сернисте, Вин Эгери, Егон, Эмен, Эгон, Эмен, Эгон, Шандев, Сотен, Хене, Нови, Анон, Марин, Эленисте, Вин, Икену, Тувон, Me a want and a bronze's kissing, and Oshiv won in Goemus. I am no Via, I know. Oh, Viva Choice is so scorny. He won Jemon Voken at Erenovia, the Emmon Choice in Arco Evon. Jeben Yotis. Oh, we marif to go and jepekram, maris in jedegment urjvok bebi ushani yene, etereno sero, oh, knem benkiot no. Atos nem bebnel maen soeb, Je ak ian santi mon mainan
eflogite
epie prosef kistosite
et omnemati
fathers and brethren who have fallen asleep and repose in the faith of Christ since the beginning. Our Holy Father, the Archbishops, our Father, the Bishops, our Father, the Hegumens, our Father, the Priests, our Brethren, the Deacons, our Father, the Monks, and our Father, the Laymen, and for the full repose of Christians, that Christ our God may repose all their souls in the paradise of joy, and we too accord mercy unto us, and forgive us our sins.
Lord have mercy.
Night without sin, blessed are you, O Lord, God of our fathers, and exceedingly blessed and glorified be your name forever. Amen. Let your mercy. mercy, O Lord, be upon us according to our hope in you. For the eyes of everyone wait upon you, for you give them their food in due season. Hear us, O God, our Savior, the hope of all the regions of the earth. And you, O Lord, keep us safe from this generation and forever. Amen. Blessed are you, O Lord, teach me your statutes. Blessed are you, O Lord, make me to understand your commandments. Blessed are you, O Lord, enlighten me with your righteousness. Your mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Despise not, O Lord, the works of your hands. You have been my refuge from generation to generation. I asked the Lord and said, have mercy on me, heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. Lord, I have fled unto you, save me and teach me to do your will. For you are my God, and with you is the fountain of life. In your light shall we see light. Let your mercy come unto those who know you, and your righteousness unto the upright in heart. To you belongs blessing, to you belongs praise, to you belongs glory, O Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, existing from the beginning, now and forever and ever. Amen. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and sing praises unto your name, O Most High, to show forth your mercy every morning and your righteousness every night. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, who was born of the Virgin, have mercy upon us. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, who was crucified for us, have mercy upon us. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, who rose from the dead and ascended to the heavens, have mercy upon us. Glory to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto the ages of the ages. Amen. O Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. O Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. O Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. O Lord, forgive us our sins. O Lord, forgive us our iniquities. O Lord, forgive us our trespasses. O Lord, visit the sick of your people. Heal them for the sake of your holy name. Our fathers and brethren who have fallen asleep, O Lord, repose their souls. O you who are without sin, Lord, have mercy on us. O you who are without sin, Lord, help us and receive our supplications. For yours is the glory, the dominion, and triple holiness. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, bless us. Amen.
Make us worthy to pray to you, thank for your Father who art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Beni sos isos ben choice amin alleluia shenen intentioro thies wa bethmen o u et oem parthenus en sion eventi mas notith mavem pi e Christos.
Lift up our prayers unto your beloved Son, that he may forgive us our sins.
Shereti e tasmin sinan in pi oin in taif mi pi e Christos ben notiti parthenus et oed.
Ask the Lord on our behalf that he may have mercy on our souls and forgive us our sins.
Ti parthenus maniem tdoto kunso ab tbrosatis et et otin tebgenus et tecimentromi.
Intercede on our behalf before Christ whom you bore, that he may forgive us our sins.
Sherene oti e parthenos ti
before our Lord Jesus Christ, that he may forgive.
نسبح مراحمك يا ربي لا بعد لا بعد ومن جيل إلى جيل بفمي أخبر بحق اجعلني مثل العشار الذي أخطأ إليك أترأفت عليه غفرت له خطايا اجعلني مثل اللص الذي صلب عن يمينك واعترف بك هكذا قائلا فأنت مخلصي قبلت إليك اعترافه وترأفت علي وأرسلته إلى الفردوس أنا أعرف أنك صالح رؤوف ورحيم أذكرني برحمتك إلى أبد الأبد أنك لتشاء موت الخاطئ مثل أن يرجع يحيى ترأف على ضعفي ولا تنظر إلي بغضب أسألك مخلصي فلتدركني مراحمك لتخلصني من الشدائد المضادة لنفسي لكن يا ربي اصنع معي مثل أهلني نوى الذين تابوا فغفرت لهم خطاهم من أجل هذا أطلب إليك يا رب الإله يا مخلصي لا تحاكمني أنا الضعيف الخاطئ
many iniquities
the good one and lover of mankind, have mercy upon us according to your great mercy.
Zinat Maryam fi samaat al-aliyya an yamin habibiha tatlubu minhu anna.
David has said in the book of Psalms, the queen stood at your right hand, O king.
Sulayman da'a fi nashid al-anshad قال أختي وصدقتي مدينة الحقيق يا أورشليم.
Given a symbol of her in many hiding, saying, come out of your garden, O choicest aroma.
ألم لك أيتها العذر الملك الحقيق الحقانية سلام لفخر جنسنا ولتي لنا إمانوئيل.
Yes, to remember us, O our faithful advocate before our Lord Jesus Christ, that he may forgive us our sins.
Ama Marcos vi apostolos o piedangelistis Pimithre khani emkavinte pimonogenis nuti.
Come and enlighten us through your gospel and taught us about the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Akhragtana min al-zulma ila al-nur al-haqiqi وأطعمتنا خبز الحياة الذي نزل من السماء. سلام لك أيها الشهيد السلام للإنجيل السلام للرسول مرقس ناظر الإله.
Lord on our behalf, O beholder of God, the evangelist,
send Mark the apostle
that he may forgive us our sins.
Shobiam thore som se egon kenim de chosi drakin ki tu tin shosinim tiren Toyem Parthenos and Sionizin,
whom you have born, our good Savior, to take away our troubles and grant us his peace.
Shereneot ye Parthenos, ye Uro emmi anitini. Shereb shushun tepen genusar egefunan in emmanuil.
We ask you to remember us, O our faithful advocate, before our Lord Jesus Christ, that he may forgive us our sins.
Chisim with Mavin Pio in Tafmi, we exalt you, the Mother of the True Light.
We glorify you, Saint Theotokos, for you brought forth unto us the Savior of the whole world. He came and saved our souls.
Glory be to you, our Master, our King, Christ, the pride of the apostles, the crown of the martyrs, the joy of the righteous, the firmness of the churches, the forgiveness of sins. We proclaim the Holy Trinity in one Godhead. We worship him, we glorify him. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, bless us. Amen.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pantocrator, Creator of heaven and earth, and of all things seen and unseen.
We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God,
begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day he rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures, ascended into the heavens. He sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father. With the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And in one holy Catholic and apostolic church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come. Amen.
Den goste vol khaiten ti anastasis teni erev mo ot nem bi on khen te bi e on et nei o
Amen.
Soin kire la ek esma saverinte e pente e io i sonsin e poranion
top nel matu
agio sin opatin pente poranion
top nemato action imeos ye sin opa opa dire salasin te eben eion top poranion top nemato
Sin te,
Wenn so beim Mini Evol Chempag in Tirftina Esmo Epekaran Epscheuse wie Ebetirf.
Remember your name, and I was comforted, O King of the ages and God of all gods.
يسوع المسيح لون الحقيقي الذي أتى من أجل خلصنا متجسدا.
He was incarnate of the Holy Spirit.
وقلب حزننا وكل ضيقنا إلى فرح قلب وتجني الكل.
Let us worship him and sing to his mother Mary, the beautiful dove.
ونصرخ بصوت التهليل قائلين سلام لك يا مريم أم عمانوئيل.
Hail to you Mary, the salvation of our father. Hail to you Mary, the mother of the refuge. Hail to you Mary, the rejoicing of Eve. Hail to you Mary, the joy of all generations.
سلام لك يا مريم فرح هابيل البار. سلام لك يا مريم العذراء الحقيقية. سلام لك يا مريم خلاص نوح. سلام لك يا مريم غير الدنس الهادئة.
Hail to you Mary, the grace of Abraham. Hail to you Mary, unfading crown. Hail to you Mary, the redemption of Saint Isaac. Hail to you Mary, the mother of the holy.
سلام لك يا مريم تلد يعقوب. سلام لك يا مريم ربوت مضاعفا. سلام لك يا مريم فخر يهودا. سلام لك يا مريم أم السيد.
Hail to you Mary, the preaching of Moses. Hail to you Mary, the mother of the Master. Hail to you Mary, the honor of Samuel. Hail to you Mary, the pride of Israel.
سلام لك يا مريم ثبت أيوب البار. سلام لك يا مريم الحجر الكريم. سلام لك يا مريم أم الحبيب. سلام لك يا مريم ابنة الملك داود.
Hail to you Mary, the friend of Solomon. Hail to you Mary, the exaltation of the righteous. Hail to you Mary, the redemption of Isaiah. Hail to you Mary, the healing of Jeremiah.
سلام لك يا مريم المحقية. سلام لك يا مريم نعمة دانيال. سلام لك يا مريم قوة إيليا. سلام لك يا مريم نعمة إليشا. سلام لك يا مريم التي شهد لها جميع الأنبياء وقالوا وضع الله الكلمة الذي تجسد من بوحدانية لا ينطق بمثلها.
You are truly exalted more than the rod of Aaron.
حبلت وولدت بغير مبادعة ابن العلي الكريم الذاتي بصلاتها وشفاعتها. افتح لنا يا رب باب الكنيسة.
For us, before her beloved, that he may forgive us.
دعيتي يا مريم العذراء الزهرة المقدسة التي للبخور.
Which came out and blossomed from the roots of the patriarchs and the prophets.
مثل صارون الكاهن أزهرت وأوسقت ثمرا. إذ بفايت انتي أوني وثيوتوكوس ماتيهو ام بنشيري ثرف كونان ايفون بؤورن داتي هيريني موينان انتك هيريني سمنينان انتك هيريني كان النوذي نان ايفول
بوري نغاشي انتك اكليسيا Are softe ros en eskem shaine
emmanu il pennu ti genten mititinu geneb o u ente befiot nem pi ebnev mat onge
in fez moero en tiret en eftovo en hin en eftale choni choni kanem tikine Ben soma
den u ostem ko bi Christos nem pekiot en atut nem pi ebne luma tov je akiat sot emon selamon ki amaria mia om allah el kudus
selamon ki amaria mia
ya bikribatun wa arus
selamon ki amaria
ya tabut andin nama
selamon ki amaria mia samara ladidata To you, O Mary, the blessed paradise. Hail to you, O Mary, who carried the circumference Christ. Hail to you, O Mary, the friend of Solomon.
Hail to you, O Mary,
the cure of troubled men.
سلامٌ لك يا مريم يا ذات البتولية سلامٌ لك يا مريم يا رجاء المسيحية سلامٌ لك يا مريم يا زرع طاهر مبرور سلامٌ لك يا مريم يا سلم من الشرور
Believers, hail to you, O Mary, the righteousness of our sworn sinners. Hail to you, O Mary,
the light in the wilderness.
Hail to you, O Mary, the pure and
the virtuous.
Shirini Maria, ya dhagra bi agla bayan.
Shirini Maria, ya arusani dayan.
Shirini Maria, ya ghaliya wa samina. Shirini Maria, ya fadila wa amina.
Hail to you, O Mary, the mighty
one in wars. Hail to you, Mary, the reverend treasure of the Lord. Hail to you, O Mary, the tablet of the new covenant. Hail to you, O Mary, the helper of the sin one.
Shirene Maria, ya nasli tahir maqbool. Shirene Maria, ya haykal naqi maqbool. Shirene Maria, ya walidat al-ilam. Shirene Maria, ya lay alahu fi ulam.
O Mary, the stone of precious pride, hail to you, O Mary, the flower in paradise.
Tafsiris makfi afwag kulli al-mu'minin, kulli yaqulun ya ilah al-adra Maryam a'inna. أجمعين خير فرام أن في forgive us our sins.
O Lord, heal them, those who slept. Repose them and all our brethren in distress. Help us, my Lord, and all of them.
May God bless us and let us bless His holy name. And may His praise be always on our lips. Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
O Lord, have mercy, O Lord, bless us.
Shri Leflogiten Irene Pasi Master Lord Jesus Christ, our God, who said to his heavenly only disciple, only apostles, many prophets and righteous men have desired to see the thing which you see and have not seen them, and to hear the thing which you hear and have not heard them. But as for you, blessed are your eyes, for they see and your ears, for they hear. May we be worthy to hear, to act according to the holy gospels. Through the prayer of your saints.
Lord have mercy.
Remember also our master have bidden us to remember the supplications and prayers which offer up unto you, O Lord. O have already fallen asleep, repose them who are sick. Heal them, for you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
Σταθείτε με το βοβό Θεό, ακούσομεν το Άγιο, Ευαγγέλιο.
Εφές μαρών, εν γεύες νέο εν ευράνε ψάις εν τένιγον, Κύριε ευλογήσον εκ το κα. Τα Μάρκων Αγίων Ευαγγελίων του Ανάνουσμα.
Σωστή Κύριε.
Stand in the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel, a reading from the Gospel according to our teacher, Saint Mark the Evangelist. May his blessing
be with us all. Amen.
Open sotir, open oro tirein, Iisus Pyrrhistos epshiri me gonoti don, pi u nafshaine, pi u fapenoti peshaine, teniene tiru, amin.
Loksasi kireye.
From the Psalms of our father David, the prophet and the king, may his holy blessings be with us, amen. Blessed is he who considers the poor, the Lord will deliver him in time of trouble, alleluia. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God, and Savior Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, to whom is glory. Touch him. So he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes and put his hands on him, he asked him if he saw anything. And he looked up and said, I see men like trees walking. Then he put his hands on his eyes again and made him look up. And he was restored and saw everyone clearly. Then he sent him away to his house, saying, neither go into the town nor tell anyone in the town.
Glory be to God forever.
Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Glory be to our God forever and ever, amen. My beloved, to those of you who are not necessarily familiar with the Coptic calendar when it comes to the rites of the readings of every Sunday, today happened to be the reading within the Coptic rite of the healing of the blind man in the Gospel of John, chapter 9. Now, it's almost fitting for us to be able to have this conversation as we approach the period where we're about to finish off and seal off the journey of Lent. And in exactly 7 days, we're going to find ourselves already shouting out Hosanna to celebrate Palm Sunday and begin Passion Week altogether. Now, what's interesting is that I want you to come to a very interesting realization. Last Saturday, so just yesterday, the church put for us the reading of the Gospel of Mark chapter 9. Now, Mark chapter 9 is a chapter that is filled with several different miracles that the Lord performs. But at the end of Mark chapter 10. At the end of Mark chapter 10, we see the healing of another blind man. The blind man by the name of Bartimaeus. And this morning, we read the healing of a different blind man in the Gospel of John chapter 9. And I want us to compare and contrast to be able to see why the church would select this very gospel for us to be able to hear. In the first account of the healing of the blind man in the Gospel of St. Mark, the man is a beggar, and yet the evangelist names him by name. Now, according to some of the commentaries of the fathers, the evangelists will only name a person by name either because he is a relative or a follower of Christ, somebody that they had within their close circle, or because it was a person who belonged to a family of authority, a person who to a certain extent belonged to some sort of royal family or a family that had some sort of lordship in one way or another. And here we have a man that is known by his first name, Bartimaeus, and the evangelist knows him and his family. And yet he is a beggar. And when this man is begging in the streets, he hears that Jesus of Nazareth passing through the streets. But because he is blind, he has no idea how it is that he can possibly get in touch with this Jesus of Nazareth. Now, he has heard accounts of what this Jesus can do. He has heard accounts of what Jesus has done and how his mercy has spread out to people who were just like him. People who were suffering, and yet by the grace of God, somehow this man, whether he be a prophet or a Messiah, this beggar doesn't know. All that he knows is that this is his opportunity to be able maybe to have his sight restored to him. And so this beggar, blind man cries out at the top of his lungs and he says, Son of David, have mercy.
And he shouted so loud that the evangelist insists on writing to us and telling us that the people who were around him would tell him to be quiet and to calm down and would push him away. And yet so much more, he would scream louder and say, "Son of David, have mercy." And we see in the... Welcome back. As this beggar and this blind man cries out and says, "Son of David, have mercy," Jesus has compassion on him and he tells his disciples, "Bring him to me." What's interesting is to see how it is that on one occasion, in the Gospel of St. Mark, the blind man is the one who begs and who says, "Heal me." He cries out to the Lord and he says, "Have mercy." And the Lord demonstrates this mercy by allowing him to approach. And when he does approach, he heals the man immediately and his sight is restored. Now this is a very, very different account from the gospel that we read this morning in John chapter 9. In John chapter 9, what we see is a man who was born blind. Now, interestingly enough, when we read this commentary in the tradition of the Coptic Church, we don't believe that this man was simply born blind in the sense where he could not use the function of his eyes. We actually believe that the man was born without the organs. He could not see because he did not have eyes. Now, we see this accounted for in the commentary of St. Cyril of Alexandria, who, when he speaks of the miracle that the Lord performed, it wasn't merely the healing of a person who was blind. It wasn't just the healing of an illness. It required the hand of a creator. It required the intervention of someone who not simply could understand the illness, but who could restore and complete a man who was born incomplete. Let me read to you a passage from the gospel that was read this morning. "Now as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind from birth. And his disciple asked him, saying, 'Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?' And Jesus answered, 'Neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him. I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day, and the night is coming when no one can work. And as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world.'" The evangelist continues to describe to us a scenario, and it is Christ who goes to him. Now, again, I want us to make sure that we compare both of these accounts. Yesterday's gospel spoke about a man who cried out and who said, "Have mercy." It is him who got the attention of Christ. But in the account that we read this morning, it is Christ who, out of his mercy, notices him sitting and begging. And he is the one who approaches him. And when he approaches him, he takes him and he does not heal the same way that he healed the blind man in Mark chapter 10. This time around, he takes clay from the ground and he adds to it from his saliva. And then he places it on the eyes of the man and he tells him, "Go and wash in the pool of Siloam." And after the man washed, his eyes were restored to him and he could see. Why? Why? Interestingly enough, in the Gospel of Vespers that we just finished reading today, we have a different account of the healing of another blind man, who in this case, once again, it is the Lord who approaches him out of his mercy, but he does not take clay and tell him to wash. He simply puts saliva directly on his eyes. Lord, why do you deal differently with different people? In all three cases, your purpose was to restore sight. In one case, you restored them immediately. In another case, you only use your saliva. And then this morning in the gospel, in the healing of the blind man, you take saliva, you add it to clay, you place it on his eyes, but you send him away to wash at a pool. Why do you deal with people differently, Lord, in order to get the exact same purpose? The problem that you and I have is that we are so preoccupied with the way that the Lord deals with others that we don't focus on the miracle of how it is that he restores our sight. I am so focused on the fact of, why are you sending me to Siloam? Why are you still asking me to go all the way to the pool and to wash? The guy before me, Lord, you didn't ask him to go to a pool. You just restored it to him immediately. Why you complicated my life by asking me to go all the way to the pool and to wash and to do these things? And as I sit there and I argue with the Lord, I forget that his purpose is to restore my sight. Yesterday we were having a conversation just about this very same gospel with a group of people. And it was interesting for us to be able to come to a conclusion that in just a second, I'm going to share with you what some of the patristic fathers have to say about this. Now, here is a man who was born blind, which means that this man has not seen a single thing. Now, as for the Gospel of St. Mark chapter 10, we don't know if this man could see prior to this, and then he eventually lost his sight due to illness. We do not know. But here is a man who was born blind. He has never seen the light of day. And now the Lord has an opportunity that when he heals him, the first thing that the man would see would be Christ. Lord, why wouldn't you do that? Why wouldn't you place the clay on his eyes and then grant him healing instantaneously so that you could be the face that he embraces? So that you could be the person that he sees. The first image that he sees is the image of God incarnate. Why wouldn't you grant that to him, Lord? Why would you send him away? You see, what St. Cyril of Alexandria would say is that that is not the moment where this man was healed. Sure, at the physical level, his sight was restored. But according to St. Cyril of Alexandria, that is not when this man's eyes were truly opened. If we continue the gospel a little bit further in chapter 9, what we discover is that the people who are around him were very curious as to how it is that he was healed. So they begin to interrogate him and tell him, how is it that you were healed? What happened? Are you not that beggar that we saw in the streets? And he told them, I am. And they could not believe him because they had never heard of such a momentous miracle happening before, where the eyes of a person were restored to him when he had no eyes to begin with. So they had no choice. They took him to the Pharisees, and then the Pharisees had a field day with him. They interrogated him almost all day long, and they insisted, what happened? Who did this? Why did he do this? When did it happen? How did he do it? And they kept asking him the same questions over and over again, to the point where he tells them, I have already told you several times, why do you keep asking? Are you interested in also being his disciples? Now, obviously, this man has no idea who it is that he was speaking to, because the Pharisees were not interested at all in Jesus Christ as far as being the Messiah. The Pharisees were more interested in finding something that was incriminating against him, to be able to judge him and to throw him to the wolves. And eventually, this is what they try to do. The answer that they give this man is, they say, you were completely born in sin. You were completely born in sin. And are you trying to teach us? They tell him, you are his disciple, but we are Moses' disciples. My beloved, I want to share with you how saddening this statement is. Here are people who supposedly follow God and who are supposed to be examples to every single person within their communities. They are people who supposedly keep themselves pure and undefiled from everything, following the Mosaic and Judaic law to the furthest extent. And yet, instead of saying that they are disciples of God Almighty, instead of saying that they are consecrated to the Lord, their answer is what? We are disciples of Moses. Something very similar happens a little bit later when St. Paul begins to evangelize. And people begin to say, we are disciples of Paul. And others say, we are disciples of Apollo. And next thing you know, Paul shows up on the scene and he goes, neither. Neither. I do not disciple anyone for myself. Far be it from me that any one of you should call yourselves disciples of myself. The purpose is for you to be discipled directly to the Lord. And here we have people who claim to know God. And yet in reality, all they have is a membership to some sort of group that they consider to be elite. When we speak of this man who was born blind, it is interesting for us to be able to understand that the whole purpose of what it is that you and I can take from the message of this gospel is two different things. The first one is when the Lord says, I am the light of the world. When he says that he is the light of the world, his purpose is not for us to see with these eyes. The fathers of the church talk to us often of how it is that we have spiritual eyes, eyes of the soul. This noose that each and every single one of us possess. And that we are called to be able to see God differently. In a way where we can get to know Him at a personal level and build a relationship with Him that is unlike any relationship that we can possibly have here on earth. And the light that He wishes to shine is a light that is interior. It's an uncreated light. Therefore, when He creates the eyes for this man who was born blind, how did He go about it? He took from the earth, He added to it from Himself, and then He placed it on the man, and the man was restored. Where do we see something very similar? Turn back to the book of Genesis. How did the Lord God create man? First of all, when you took a look at the book of Genesis, how does God create anything? When it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and then He comes to create light. How does He create light? He says, let there be light, and He speaks light into existing. Using what? His word. And the word here is incarnate. And He uses His word, the Son of God, Jesus Christ Almighty, to be able to create anew, once again, in the same way that He created in the very beginning. He takes from the dust, He makes out of it clay with His own saliva, and He creates eyes for this man who was born blind. St. Irenaeus, when he is commenting on this very passage, he says the following. He healed others with a word, but the Lord bestowed sight on the one who was blind from birth, not by a word, but by an outward action. He did this neither casually nor simply, because this was how it happened. He did it in this way in order to show it was the same hand of God here that had also formed man at the beginning. And therefore, when his disciples asked him why he had been born blind, whether by his own fault or his parents, Jesus said, neither this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God might be manifested in him. Thanks to this man, thanks to the fact that this man waited this long in his blindness, the Lord was capable of demonstrating to you and me that this is the exact same word that was used in the beginning of all time to create the universe. Now, if we fast forward all the way to the end of this very chapter that we read this morning, eventually the Pharisees get tired of him because he refuses to betray the man who healed him. And by the way, if you read the chapter, you will discover that he doesn't know Christ. He doesn't know him at all. When he's interrogated, he says, a man called Jesus took clay, placed it on my eyes, told me to wash. I washed and it worked. That's all I know. And they ask him, who do you think he is? At first he thinks he's just a man, and then he says he might be a prophet, but he has no idea who Jesus Christ is. And then he finally gets kicked out of the synagogue. And the gospel says the following. And they cast him out, and Jesus heard that they had cast him out. And when he had found him, he said to him, do you believe in the Son of God? And he answered and said, who is he, Lord, that I may believe in him? And Jesus said to him, you have both seen him, and it is he who is talking with you. This man did not ask to be healed. Out of the compassion of the Lord, he sees him begging, and he goes to him the first time. And he sends him away, and the man does not know who it is who healed him. And finally, the man is kicked out of the synagogue. And the gospel says that Jesus heard he was kicked out. But not only did he hear that he was kicked out, that he went looking for him. Why? Because scripture says that when he found him, he spoke to him. Lord, you're willing to find me in my misery and heal me. And I can live a period of time not even knowing that you've done this for me. And yet, despite that, you still search for me. You still come and try to find me. And then when you do find me, your question to me is, do I believe in you? And yet when you ask it to me, I, like this blind man, tell you, who am I supposed to believe in? Who are you to begin with? This is why Saint Cyril says he remained blind despite the fact that his eyes were created, because this is where he was healed. This is truly when his eyes were opened. Who is he, Lord, that I may believe in him? And Christ's answer is what? It is both he who speaks to you and him who stands before you now. And what was the man's answer? Lord, I believe. And he worshipped him. That's when his eyes were opened. That's truly when our eyes are opened. This is truly when we forego and lift off the blindness of sin that we live in, and we begin to realize what it is that we were truly meant to see. When we truly embrace this light that Christ came to show us in his incarnation. In order for us to be able to finish, not on my own words, but on the words of one who is much greater than I, we'll quote St. Basil the Great. St. Basil says the following: worship will always follow faith, and faith is confirmed by power. But if you say that believers also know, then they know from what they believe. And vice versa, they believe from what they know. We know God from his power. We therefore believe in him who is known, and we worship him that we believe in. To God be the glory, now and forever, and unto the ages of all ages. Amen.
May the love of God the Father, and the fellowship and the grace of his only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Go in peace. The peace of the Lord be with you all. Amen. But not go home. Go downstairs to have good time together.